Gemara. The taiva means a little amount. A little bit salt water you could make. That's not nicky. You're doing a davka to pickle your cucumbers. But a little bit, I mean, a little bit is mutter. Just a lot is awesome. That's the most terrible. Right? The taiva ben pitoy. When you have this little bit of salt water, you like to dip your bread inside it. For noisa take a tafshel. You can put the salt water into a tafshel also. That's mutter. Omar Rabbi Yosi. He doesn't like this chilek, whether you make a lot of salt water, whether you make a little salt water. It's the same thing. Might ask you mean a lot of salt water, a little salt water. A little salt water also you could use to preserve vegetables, which is daima to tikkun oichel. The Elohim may melech hamutarin. The Zokta Yosi, where is there a heter to make salt water on Shabbos? It's only noisen shem l'chila. First you have to put the oil, l'teich hamayim, and then you put water and then you put the salt in. Oil l'teich hamelech. Or else, shem chilo teicha mayim or teicha melech. Now, first you have to put the shemen either into the water. Now, first you have shemen and water, then put the salt in. Or else, if you have salt there, first put the shemen in. The pshat is shemen oil takes away the keicha salt. So later, when you put the water in, this salt water doesn't look like you're making to preserve something because it doesn't have. It's not strong anymore. The oil takes away the keicha of the salt. So that's the only time it's mutter to make salt water. You have to put shemen in there first. If you first put water and salt, that's also. Even though later you add the shemen, it's too late. But b'shas you put the salt and water, that's also. It's only a heter. The shemen has to be there first before you have the salt and water. That's how to have yisi. So the Gemara, my comment, what's pshat in the Mishnah? The Mishnah first says you can't make hilmi, you can't make salt water. Then the Mishnah says avaloiso, you are allowed to make salt water. Either yes or no. My comment. You can't make a lot of salt water. But to make a little salt water, it's not nicky, you're doing it to preserve the vegetables. It's nearest time you're doing it to have a geshmak of time in what you're eating. That's mutter. Trashi my kama. My hill me, my melech. Omer Reb Yosi. Reb Yosi says now, he doesn't like this chilek. What's the difference? A lot of salt water, a little salt water, they're both the same. Is he boiling who? Reb Yosi lesser or lahater? What does Reb Yosi mean to say? Both of them are mutter, he means lahater, or both of them are osser? Omer Reb Yehuda lahater. Reb Yosi means to be mekel. He says there's no chilek between a lot and a little. The male are both are mutter. What's the raya? Mid like a tony, Reb Yosi yoser. Because the Mishnah doesn't say claw, Reb Yosi asses. Omer le Rabba, faker. Hamid Tony Seifa, since the Seifa says, V'yelu hein mei melech ha-mutorin. Now, Reb Yosi says, how's the Hecha Timsa to make salt water on Shabbos? And the only way is by putting oil in first. Michlal, the Reb Yosi lesser. Smash Maklo, without the oil, there's no way of making salt water. Reb Yosi asked us even to make a little bit salt water. Elo Omer Rabba, Zoya the Pshat. Lesser, Avad Reb Yosi is b'machmil. Come to say it's awesome. V'chein Omer Reb Yechlin lesser. And Tanya Nami Hochi, Ein Oisin Me Melech Merubim, Loses Totecha Kivshon, Shabotech Gistro. That Rechom say you're not allowed to make a lot of salt water to put into a Gistro. A Gistro we had before was a broken Klicheris. Mechili had a nice big Klicheris, and then a broken half, so you can still use it. So what do you use it for? To make sour pickles, that's what you use it for. So if you have a big Kli here, even though it's broken half, it's a pretty big, and you want to put a lot of salt water in the Kli, to put the pickles there, that's awesome. Because it's nearer as if you're being lechavshim. You're nearer to be pickling the vegetables. There's the chomim. But you're allowed to make a little bit of salt water on Shabbos. V'yoichol ben piton. Pita, you're allowed to dip your bread into the salt water. V'noisel teich tafshir. You can put the salt water into a tafshir also. Since it's only a little bit, it's not muchach. You're doing it l'shein kivshon to preserve the vegetables. You're doing it just to give a good time now. It's mutter like a lot of salty vegetables. Drashi kivshon yerik shekoyvish deskayim. It's interesting. That's the type of a vegetable that people... because it's broken half right now. Omaxin ice nakach. They set it aside just to be used to sour pickles in. So a lot is osir, for a little is mutter. This is also Tanakam Shita. Om Rabbi Yosi, so Rabbi Yosi, v'chi mifnei shalolu merubin, v'yalolu mewotim halolu asurim halolu mutarim. Just because this is a lot and this is a little, it's mutter. Yoimru, they should say, molocha merubin asura. Torah says you can't cook on Shabbos. So I tell you, you just can't cook a lot of a molocha mewotis muteris, but a little bit you could do. About this no svara. You see, Kor Reb Yosi means to say both are osur. Once you say you can't make salt water, there's no difference between a lot and a little. Elo, elo v'elo asurim, klo. Both type of salt waters are osur, even if it's a little bit. The Elohim and Melech Hamutarin, how the Hecha Timsa to make salt water? Noisen Shemen or Melech. First, you have to put oil into the salt. Or Shemen or Mine. First, put the oil with the water in there first. And then, when you put the salt in, since the Shemen before, it's Machlish, takes away the Kech of the salt. But you're never allowed to put first water and salt together. Allah, we didn't hold like Rabbi Yosi, we hold like Chachamim, that if you make a little bit salt water, it's smuta. But to make a lot of salt water, that's what's also. Tanya Rabbi Yehuda bar Chaviva, ein oisin me melech azeh. Even though you're allowed to make a small amount, but the small amount can't be very strong salt water. Very too strong, it's no good. My melech azeh, what does it mean, strong salt water? Rabbi Yehuda bar Abba, the Yamru Tavaro, they both said, kol shabetza tzofa ben. If you put an egg and the egg's going to float, that's called a lot of salt water. Now, the thick salt water makes the water thick, and it floats the egg. So you have so much salt that the egg will float in this water, that's called strong salt water. The kama, what's the shear? Amrabaya, tre toti milcha. You have 2/3 there is salt. The totamaya, and 1/3 is water. That's very thick, strong salt water. That's also even a little bit to make on Shabbos. For the moral of my Abdullah, what do people do it for? Amrabavu ala maraisa. When you want to make the brine fish, fish brine, trash maraisa shodog, you want to make like chais, the juice comes out of fish, that's what they do. They put so much salt into the fish and then you get the maraisa out of it. So that's also to do on Shabbos. Because that's nearer the reason why you're making the salt is to be misakein the fish. So it's called tikkun oichel, that midrabon na kol parim mitzosim. Tony Rabbi Yehuda bar Chaviva, ein molchin tznoin ubeitza b'Shabbos. You're not allowed to salt a radish on Shabbos and an egg on Shabbos. Even a little bit salt, you can't pour salt on top of radishes and beitzim and eggs. Trashi ein molchin tznoin ubeitza gimel v'dalat chatichos yachas. Trashi means you can't salt 3 or 4 pieces together. Shamelech mabdin, because the Messiah says when you put salt in radishes, it's mabdin. It makes it stay longer. It works it over. The nas in koshin, and the radishes become hard. Every tikkun, that's called a tikkun. If you want a radish to stay a long time, you have to salt the radish. That makes it hard, and now this radish stays a long time. It's called a tikkun. So he says, why wasn't an egg also? If you salt an egg. So to salt one just eat, that's treated smutter. It's not Nicky doing it to let it harden, because how does salt make a radish hard? It has to stay a few minutes. It doesn't just put salt and become hard. When the salt goes in and penetrates inside, it makes it hard. So if you do 3 or 4, it's nicker, like you're not doing it to eat them right now, no, you're doing it to preserve them for a long time. But just 1 or 2 of Adam is mutter. But to do 3 or 4, it's also to salt radishes on Shabbos. And he said, what then a Beitzer also? We'll soon see we don't hold like this. Rav Chizkiya Meshmeda Bayiroma, only tznoin is also. Or bubeitza materis. We don't work over an egg. An egg, a hard egg, you salt it, doesn't work it over. It's mutter to salt even a few eggs at a time. But I call upon him radishes, the chura, pasha tribiyasa, to salt a few radishes at one time. That's what's brought down halacha. There are some people that want to be makel today, chura, that voice can be, if you have a salad. And you have a lot of cucumbers there, and you have a lot of cucumbers in front of you. You don't want to pour salt over the raw vegetables, the churah, should be awesome. If you first put shemen on the vegetables, and then you put salt, that will be mutter. Because the shemen takes away the kayach of the salt. If you just have a lot of raw vegetables, and you want to salt it, pasture should be yosser. I think there are some that want to be makeup as mine as that to say, because it's only awesome in the Gemara's time, when it was a derech to be kayvish the vegetables. People used to do that. They used to preserve the vegetables by salting them. So if you do 3 or 4, it looks like you want to preserve them, that's also. But Bizman has said that we don't preserve any vegetables by salting, it wouldn't be the gzer altogether. Right. Omar Rav Nachman, let's see how to ask a Rav. Omar Rav Nachman, Merei Shevi Malachna Pugla. At the beginning, he used to salt a radish on Shabbos. Amina used to say, I'm ruining it. It's not called a tikkun, it's called I'm ruining you. I'm taking away the strength, the sharpness of the radish. The Yomar Shmuel, Pugla Chufre Mali. The whole shivus of a radish is a strength. It's a strong, something strong, has a good taste to it. But you put salt, it takes away the strength of it. But now Kibun the Shemana Laho, Tichi Osa Ula. The Yomar Marova, they said in Eretz Yisrael, Malchi Kishri Kishri Mimalech Loi Malachna. If I have a few pieces together of radishes sliced, I don't salt them. A few together, I don't salt. No, tivule vada matlinim. If I want to take one piece at a time and eat it, avada then I could dip it into the salt water and eat it. Because dipping it in, it's nika kloy, you can eat it now. We have a few pieces in front of you, he didn't want to salt the radishes. Trashik shori, tilin gevoyin, eagle shall eagle. A lot of round pieces he had sliced up. Is mimlach le malachna, shtayim yachad. Here Rashi says even two. Even two pieces together, he wouldn't salt together. But if I have the radish in my hand or in the fork and I want to eat it, I could dip it into the salt heat. Because their claw is nika, you're eating it and not doing it or preserving it. Tony Rabbi Yehuda Bachaviva, esroig, an esroig, tsunoin, a radish, or beitza. Il molikli posen, if not for the shell around it, hachitzer, not for the outside shell, enem yoitzim im neimayin. Such a strong thing goes inside, it will never come out of you. What does that mean, the beitzer? So it doesn't mean the shell mamish. We don't eat the shell. It doesn't go to the stomach. The Rashi says, hi achelben. It means the white of the egg. So in other words, if you'd only eat the yellow of the egg, it would go inside and it wouldn't come out. Ella, I did the Tony, but had the Esrog, with snoring klipa, knuckle and arm and lush klipa. And Yoitzim, they mind the Rashi, she miskashrin, or miskashrin benetzorim. It becomes hard inside, and it sticks into the kishkis, and doesn't come out, it wouldn't come out. Yeah. A person never drowned in Yom Destoyim. That's the Red Sea. It's because it's too salty there. It's too thick. Omar Rav Yosef. Dead Sea. Omar Rav Yosef. Hapucha Stoyim vapucha Mila. Like you're saying, Apis Stoyim was turned over. You're saying turned over things here. Gavru is chorati medayik. You're saying Gavru d'lo tov. You're saying a person won't drown there. Of a mashma kshuva tova, a mashma beam that went through the yom of the zdoim would drown. Omal, and that's not true. Avada the beams won't drown there either. Omal ayabaya, I meant to say this. Let me boy koma. Let me boy. Not only this. Let me boy kshuva. Not only won't beams drown in the yom of the zdoim. Tiyafilu b'chomei meshavoylam d'lo tova. Even a regular river, they don't drown. Elo afilu gavra, a regular person, the tova b'chomei meshavoylam. The guy doesn't have to float or drown. Is beyond with the stone letova, but in the yama stone there it won't drown. For the moral of my nafkamina, good, you told us the chiddush, but my nafkamina, like what's the chiddush in halacha that telling me somebody won't drown in the yama the stone? Kiha de Ravin, tell you a chiddush like Ravin says. Kiha de Ravin, heavy shakel v'yaza achur the Rabbi Yirmiyah. He aguda the yama the stone. He was going and following him when they're walking along the yama the stone. Omalei mahol lemimshei mahani mayi b'shabbes. Could we wash our face with this water? That's the shaila. And since it's so salty, like you said before, that nobody drowns there, it's right, it's special water, so are you allowed to wash your face with it on Shabbos? Maybe it should be us in Mishim Rafua. Like, why are you washing there? Since it's good salt water, it's going to mirapi you. Omalei Shapadom, you're allowed to. No, that's not called anissa of Sika Salmon and taking Rafua on Shabbos. Ma'al Lememus Lemiftach, but let's say you have a bit ayek. Something wrong with your eyes, and you want to put the water near your eyes, and then you open and close your eyes, that the water should go inside your eyes. Is Omalei Zulay Shemate. I didn't hear exactly what the lach is. Like maybe there it's Mucha that you're doing Mishum Refuah. Trashi Ma'ala Mimshei Mahani Mai Gathinen. Miyasa Mishum Refuah. Is this called the Refuah that the Rabbanan asked you? The Gaza Rabbanan Bechor Refuah Meshabbos. Mishum Slikas Samamonim. The Rabbanan said you don't want to take medicine on Shabbos. As Xer will have to make a schik on the samonim. He'll take the roses that grow, some samonim, something that grow. You'll have to make toichin. He'll have to grind it down, which is necessary raisa. V'yelo merafei sesayim. And here the salt water, the yam tzdoim, is a good refuel for the eye. So can you wash your eyes on Shabbos? So if you stand washing it normally, throwing the water over your face, shapadomi. Why? To love mucha milsa the refuel of it. If somebody sees you, does not realize you're doing it, the shame refuah. Afo pishem rapin, even though your kavanah is for refuah, but since it's not nikir, it's mutter, shari. The time of the refuah, the asiri, leisi al gzeirah. It's not a real istah to take medicine on Shabbos. It's only gzeirah. Shema yishak samamonim. The domi latchina, maybe you'll take the herbs that grow, and you'll make a tchina, grind them down. Shu'ab malochem. So it's only yosa if it's mucha milsa. That's why if somebody has a sore throat on Shabbos, you're allowed to take a hot tea. You're doing a mishum refuah, but it's not mucha, it's the mean done, the shem refuah. It looks like normal people also take teas. So it's not mucha, you're doing the shem refuah. Here also, stam washing your face normally is not mucha, you're doing the shem refuah. But then he has to shout lamal lememus lemiftah drashi loshon a mamitzin as meis. We have later the meis dies on Shabbos. He can't close his eyes. Oitzim ein enov means closing his eyes. Kishu roichitz mehen b'Shabbos mal she yisker. You want to close your eyes, viftah, and open your eyes. Enov kadei shikonas mehen lain. There the water should go inside your eyes. You let it blink very strong. So there it's muchemilsa, you're blinking now, because there you want the water to go inside your eyes. Is that mutter to do on Shabbos or not? With your special stoim water? So you answer them back. I didn't hear this exactly, but I heard something else. Kiyotze bo shemati. That is also. The Yomar Rab Zera. Zimnin omalei mishmei de Rav, masna v'zimnin omalei mishmei de Marukva. V'tavayu mishmei de Avur de Shmuel v'Levi. They both said it over in the name of Shmuel and Levi. Omrin chad. That one said one member, one said the other member. That yayin b'toich ayin osir. You're not allowed to put wine in your eyes on Shabbos. Because that's mucha milsi doing the shame of fool. Aba gabu yayin mutter. To put the wine on top of your eyes, and then it drips in, that's mutter. That's one halacha. Trashi kiyotze boi shemati. Te'echa the mucha milsi the refuah. If what people see you doing, they know you're doing with refuah, of it is osir. Melo meimus miftach nami mucha milsum. That somebody is opening and closing his eyes in the yam mitzvahim, that's osur, because it's nikkur doing l'shem refuah. The yabohor asadusa the rav dimi the yomol leitova garve biyom the stoyim nafkula minehu the chivon the melicha tuva masav yosta meimus miftach. That's what's nagay your free dik alochem. Since you told us people don't drown in yam mitzvahim, why not? Because it's very thick water. There's a lot of salt there. So melo, I know now. Somebody goes down there on Shabbos to wash his eyes, and he's opening and closing his eyes, is also to do it on Shabbos. That's what was negay his halacha before. That's called very thick water there. Right. So he said here also, to put wine in the eyes is also, but on top of the eyes is mutter. Trashi zinden omalei shekibu mishnem. He's a guy from both of them. Vatavaya rav master marukva mishmei davu d'shmuel v'levi yamri. Tati mili omar chad mishmei davu d'shmuel v'chad mishmei d'levi. These two halachas, one they said in the name of Levi, and one they said in the name of Avur d'shmuel. Chad omar oy Avur d'shmuel. We don't know which one. Either Avur d'shmuel, Shmuel's father was Levi. Yain b'toich ayin the omitz will pass the chaser. If you open and closing your eyes and pouring the wine inside your eyes, that's also the mucha milsitz. Kolo you're doing mishum refuah. Of agave ayin mutter. The armor will chitza b'yam avdi. Stam pour the wine on top of your eyes. People think it's stam washing your face with wine. That's mutter. The chadom another locher is reik tofel. That means a fresh spit in the morning. Means when you wake up in the morning, before you eat anything, the saliva in your mouth is very strong saliva. And if you put that, now, afilu agabi yayin, even to put that on top of your eyes is also awesome. Why? Because nobody puts spit near his eyes. So if you put there, it's a raya doing a mishum refuah. The mice of this fresh saliva has a lot of kayach to it. So that's a refuah for the eyes. It's also to do on Shabbos. When you woke up, you didn't eat anything yet. So that saliva is very strong. If it's time to wash yourself, nobody washes themselves with the saliva. This first saliva in the morning is very strong and it'll heal if you have some eye sicknesses. So therefore, it's also to do on Shabbos. So the Marathis time, so it's a good. Now who said which member? One was the name of Levi, one was the name of Avur d'Shmuel. One said this time the Avur d'Shmuel who the Yama Yain b'toich Ayin Oser Agabe Yain Muter. Hey, Avur d'Shmuel said the first member. Why? Me the Yama Shmuel. Since Shmuel said Shoyro Dom Pita B'Yain, a person's allowed to soak bread in wine on Shabbos. V'noisna Agabe Yain b'Shabbos. You're allowed to put down this piece of bread on top of your eyes on Shabbos. Because that's this halachim. To put the wine on top of your eye is mutter. Just in your eye, when you open and closing it, that's awesome. Is the Chura Shmuel said this name of who? The Shmuel Lemi Man. Who did Shmuel hear it from? La, the Shmuel Lemi Avua. The Chura Shmuel heard it from his father. So it's right. This halacha Avua the Shmuel said. For the Gemara L'taymech, it's no good. Because Shmuel said a second member also. L'taymech, Chod Yama Shmuel. Shmuel said a second halacha also. Right, Tofel, that to have this fresh saliva on, Afilu Agavayin Oser. And now that I put fresh saliva in Shabbos morning, even on top of your eyes. his zechur the shmirle miman. Who did he hear this halacha from? Ilema the shmirle miavua. If he heard this second halacha also from his father, el Levi of uloi chadomer. Or besides the Levi, what is he doing here? He didn't say anything then. Elo chad the shmirle miavua. The chad the shmirle milevi. Vulei yadin and haim miavua haim milevi. The suffix still remains. Even though Shmuel said over both halachas, and the Chura Shmuel should say from his father, but we know one was his father, one was Levi, so it's still the same suffix. We don't know which one he heard from his father, and which one he heard from Levi. So there's no raya. Omar Maruk from Shmuel, Shoyru Adam Kilurian Meyer Shabbos. This is some type of eye saliva that you want to make before Shabbos in order to put it in your eyes on Shabbos. V'nois Magabi Einu B'Shabbos. And then on Shabbos, you're allowed to put it on top of your eyes. There's no wisdom in Shum Refuah. Why not? So Drashi, Kalirian, Shari, B'mayim, let us soak it before Shabbos in water. Yeah, Kalir, Rashi, Luzia, B'lah, some type of safe medicine for the eye. For Nois Nagavi Einov, till the day, Kivon, the Atzachul, Shroi, Samer, Shabbos. Since for this person himself, we made him make a shinui, that he has to soak it from before Shabbos, Ike Hekeru, the heck of him. For him there's no gzeri, he'll do regular medicine and do sikha salam on him, because he has a hekeru, he's only mutir if he soaked it before Shabbos. I, people will see him doing it. Somebody sees you taking this eyeglass and putting it over your eyes, people think time you're washing out the eyes, maybe with wine. They don't know you're doing it mishum refuah. So therefore, if you soak it before Shabbos, it's mutir. Ba'alavoyi hevi koi kaimed the marukfa. Ba'alavoyi went to visit marukfa. Chaz yodevi moye tzaposich. He saw when he was putting either the wine into his eyes, he was opening and closing his eyes. That's what he was doing on Shabbos. Omalei, kuli hai vadeloi shari mashmuel. Ozoi vayit mashmuel was a mutter. He's only mutter to make a regular rechitza to wash it. But to open and close your eyes, then it's mukhamilsa. You're doing mishum refuah. Habar then it's shublai basa. Sholach le Rabbi Yana la Marukfa. So Rabbi Yana, yes, Marukfa. Lishto lon mar mahanach kilirun de mar Shmuel. Send us some of this good staff, eye staff you have, that you use for eye medicine. Is Sholach le, he answered back, Shidur mishad rin l'cho yishno, I'll send you a sample of this eye medicine I have. Why? Only d'leitei matzar aina. No, you shouldn't say I'm a stingy person. But really, elohochi yom ha-shmul. This is what Shmuel said, that really you don't need this medicine. I'll give you a better nature. Toivas, tipas, tzoinen, shachris. The best thing for your eye is to wash it with cold water in the morning. Or rechitzes, yodayim, raglayim, v'cham, and harvis. And by taking what, a shower at night, take the hot shower. At least wash your hands and feet at night. Arvis, mikol kilurin shabodim. That's the best before there is. It's better than all the ice there. If you wash your eyes every morning with nice, fresh, cold water, that's the best way. So really, if I see asking me for the staff, how to heal your eyes, I'll give you the best remedy is wash the cold water. But I'll give it to you, you shouldn't say I'm a stingy person. Trashi, maruk fehevi shchichi gabi mashmulya, tipin snoin, losses beina, put drops of cold water in your eyes. Or chitza daim raglayim b'chamin, arvis nami mireinayim. It's washing yourself at night in the sun. Rashi said that also is good for your eyes. As these two H's are good for your eyes. Washing yourself at night is also good for the eyes. Tanya Nami Hochi. Omer Rebbe Moino Mishum Rebbe Yehuda. Toiva, Tipas, Tsoinen, Shachris. It's good, the little drops of cold water, Shachris in your eyes. Or Rechitzis Yodayim Raglayim Arvis. Nikol Kilurin Shabarlam. They're better than all the eye medicines in the world. Hu Ayoyme. It's what Rashi Hu Ayoyme means Rebbe Moino used to say. Yad La'ayim Tixis. Somebody puts his hand near his eyes, it's no good. Like you should cut off your hands. Don't do that. Rashi Yad Liayin. And Rashi learned Shachris Kodim Shita Yodim. When you wake up in the morning before you wash Negavasa, don't put your hands near your eyes. It's bad. Yad L'chotim. You want to put ears near your ears? Is Kodim your nose? Put it near your nose. It's tics. It's also no good. Cut off his hands. Don't do it. Yad L'peh. You want to put your hands near your mouth? It's all tics. That's no good. Like cut off your hands. Yad l'oizen, you want to put your hands near your ears, it's tixas, no good. Yad l'chasuda, tixas. The chasuda, Rashi says, a rivda, the kasilta, you have a wound, and atop the blood, like the pus is on top, like the scab, that where it's open, then it's an open wound, you shouldn't put your hand there. The kitza, well, before you wash negavas, you shouldn't touch any part of your body that's open. The touch, brush your skin, it's alright. But touch your mouth, your ears, your eyes, things that are opening, that you shouldn't touch. That's a base for tzamazik. So lechasuda means you have a wound, an open wound, you shouldn't touch it either. Yad l'omatixis. To touch your aver is also no good. We'll soon see what's wrong with this. A poshna means as this is, before you wash negavasa, since there's a hole there by the aver, you shouldn't touch it. Yad lepita bas tiksoi, touch the back, is also no good. It was also a hole. If any part of the body that has holes on it, you shouldn't touch before you wash negavasa. Yad legigas tiksoi, you shouldn't touch beer before you